This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Your mind, 701-250-5050, 1-800-228-0550. You can text into 701-226-8503. I'm Todd Mitchell, Scott handing off today, Daryl Lee's in. It's all brought to you by, in part by, the University of Mary. You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. Well, at the University of Mary, we have a long-standing tradition of excellence in nursing education. We understand your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession, earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by 2020. At the University of Mary, we want to make it possible for you to move forward. We now offer a Master's in Science and Nursing degree, $15,000. It can run more than $8,000 higher in other places. Earning your Master's degree in Nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do, and caring for you is what we do. Classes start every 5 weeks, part-time or full-time options available. Find out more at umary.edu/msn. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. 7 after the hour, and what's in your mind? Scott Hennen back tomorrow, and then we'll get to the bottom of why he needed to be gone today. Good thing to have Daryl Lee's here, though.
I'm glad to be here, Todd. So
we're talking to Jamie in Fargo before the break, and Jamie, we had to cut short because the clock does what the clock does, and we've never been able to stop that thing, and I'm sure we're not going to be able to. Now, I wanted to give you a moment to finish your thought there.
Thank you, yes. Well, I'm just hoping basically that people will go to the sentencing. I know if we lived in California, there'd be major protests. I won't be able to make it, but I hope people will stand up for the lady that was raped and just show up there.
This is the person who was found guilty of the rape in Mapleton, for those who's joining us and not familiar with what she's talking about. Sentencing.
Five felony charges, yes.
Right.
When is the sentencing, Jamie?
Kidnapping and, the sentencing is October 16th at 10:30 in the morning.
Okay,
and,
great. So you're encouraging people to go into the sentencing and see what goes on.
Well,
there
there's only room for like 20 people, but
okay.
You know, whoever can go, whatever, or wait outside.
After this call, there shouldn't be an empty seat.
Yep.
What I'm wondering is he an American citizen? Because if he, the ICE agent told KVLY in January that if, that his green card can be revoked if he has a green card, which he couldn't say because of privacy issues, but if he has a green card, it can be revoked for crimes like murder,
right,
rape,
yes,
abuse, kidnapping, and robbery.
All visas and green cards can be revoked for crimes.
Let's hope that judge takes that into account then. Jamie, I want to thank you for the call. Got to move on. Got some other folks who do want to get on here. 9 after the hour, 1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Daryl Lee's, North Dakota Farm Bureau President and the Racing Pigs guy.
Well, it's great
to be
here.
Sorry, you're always
going to
be the Racing Pigs guy.
You can
become President of the United States, and you're still going to be the Racing Pigs guy.
After watching what goes on there, who would want that job anyway? So, sure glad
I'd rather race pigs than...
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that is a different kind of racing. Pigs.
Well, it's
Washington,
yeah, that's a whole different deal.
There's
but,
a lot of pork in those bills, Daryl. You'd be the head of
while,
racing pigs
yeah,
if you became president
yeah,
of the
hey,
United States.
I'd know how to cut the pork out. Let
exactly.
me tell you, buddy.
Exactly. Nobody.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We've got the campaign.
Yeah.
After Trump is in 2020 or 2024, whatever.
Yeah, I've been cutting pork for years.
Who,
I can cut the pork of the United States.
Who better to cut the pork than a guy who's raised pigs for so many years?
Actually, that's a great segue into what we're going to go into next year, Todd, because, you know, every once in a while you do get some positive changes made legislatively and policy-wise, you know, through the halls out there in Congress and We're going to talk about one of those things right now. Our next guest, Brian Johnston, he's the manager, CEO of the North Dakota Association of Soil Conservation Districts. Did I say that right, Brian?
You did.
All right. And they undertook a project here now going in, starting the third year at the 1st of October. It's just about completed its full 2 years of operation, of handling the public-private partnerships, dealing with farm bill specialists, the folks out there that are helping farmers and ranchers, you know, put plans together, do contracts, look at the different things that are available for voluntary conservation, which were normally handled by some wildlife organizations. The Ducks Unlimited and the Pheasants Forever had those positions. And there were some things that were questioned about security of information, number one, whistleblowing, monitoring being done by these folks, and information going back through those non-government organizations. And in fact, there was some of them that had their official email was still their email that they had for their organization, not a USDA email. So that questions how secure that information was that was on there. And so those concerns got brought up. I happened to get enough rope given to me from Congressman Kramer when I was working on ag policy with him in his office. I tell people, he gave me enough rope to either, you know, lasso the concern and come up with a solution or hang myself. So luckily we came up with a solution. We sat down people that weren't getting along very well at that time, both from the wildlife group side and the farmer rancher side. We sat them down in a room over several months. This wasn't an easy process. I don't think everyone was completely happy at the end of the day, which probably means that you come up with a pretty good product. And we're here to talk about how good that product has actually been, Brian. Your folks out there, this was initially started to hold six, up to eight folks that are doing this out across the soil conservation districts, service areas, across the NRCS offices, out across the state to assist producers. And tell us a little about where it's at. I think it's overachieved myself. So started out as goal of six with a kind of a plateau of a perfect situation of V8, and where are we at now?
Yeah, thanks, Daryl, and thanks for having me on this morning. Excuse me. Yeah, we were, to be candid with you, we were a little reluctant to take this project on. It's like sitting in a circus with a tiger riding a horse and trying to keep everybody from eating each other. So it's been quite an undertaking. But, you know, the reality is it's worked really well. Like I said, we had some concerns. We started with four, actually, and then Farmville specialists located through out North Dakota. We pretty quickly took on three more that came over. We've since built it to 10 full-time folks with a Farmville supervisor, and we're covering 39 of the 53 counties in North Dakota. We basically don't have an agenda, and I think that's why we're a good fit for this. We look at what's best for the landowner or producer. We're not pushing any particular type of conservation or not. And we just sit them down, and our goal is to lay out all the possibilities and options for the producer and let him choose what's best for him.
So when we brought these folks together, one of the first things that I did in my position for Congressman Kramer at the time was I called you up. I got together. I called Dan Wogsland from the Grain Growers. You know, and Pete Hanovit, public policy director for us at NDFB, and I said, let's get together and meet. I've got an idea for a solution to the problem here that is, you know, whether it was a perceived problem or an actual problem, if you know, the producers aren't comfortable, farmers and ranchers aren't comfortable going into those offices, it's a problem. So we addressed it, and we came up with this, you know, situation, an arrangement that got the folks in the same room. It got ag groups supporting it. It got the wildlife groups supporting it, the North Dakota Game and Fish. And, of course, then partnering with the NRCS in their public-private partnership relationships, which are allowed by the Farm Bill. But it's, I think it's taken on a very positive, neutral stance. Like you just said, you're not pushing any one certain kind of conservation. You're pushing all of them out there. You're showing the whole picture of what's available. It's not just bee habitat. It's not just pheasant habitat. It's not just mule deer habitat. It's not just duck habitat. It's all different kinds of conservation opportunities out there. And then I'm going to touch on something else that, you know, isn't in your directive that you guys worked on too. But my understanding is, and Brian, share with us the number of acres that you guys have done in 2 years, because I think this is a phenomenal number of voluntary conservation for the wildlife groups. They wanted the deliverable of conservation on the ground. That was their deliverable. From the ag group side, we wanted security in our information of our producers so that they felt secure going in there. We wanted them to have a kind of a blank sheet look at things of what was available to them for those that were interested in it. And I think that's happening. But share with us the acres, the true success story. If you're a conservation-minded person out there, you're a wildlife person, these numbers are phenomenal.
Yeah, Daryl, you bring up a good point. And there is a lot of moving parts to this with all the different entities involved. But, yeah, we compiled the number of acres that our folks have worked on. And it came out to 220,000 acres.
Wow.
That's had some form of conservation put on it or some program.
Hold that thought. We're going to have more coming up. What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP test.
Experience with tank or trailer parts, Polar Service Center is looking for you. You want to be appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this is the opportunity for you. Competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, and life insurance, paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account. Pay dependent on experience and ability. Maria would like to talk to you. Polar Service Center, 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. 20 after the hour, I'm Todd Mitchell, and Daryl Lees is on What's on Your Mind in for Scott Hannon today.
I'm glad to be here, Todd. And we're going to finish up quick here with Brian Johnston. Brian, you were talking about the number of acres. Say that number again of the number of acres actually put on the ground by these Farm Bill specialists helping out producers across the state.
You bet, Daryl. It's 220,000 acres. And I also wanted to jump in, you know, with the drought that's been happening, we cut our folks loose to help any way they could with producers and landowners. And we were able to complete 218 emergency haying plans, 98 emergency grazing plans, and adjusted about 200 contract modifications to allow for haying of CRP.
And those things in your partnership, a lot of them are not reimbursable things in the agreement with NRCS. Those are things that you did as a response to the need. And the drought hits everybody, whether you're an ag producer, a farmer, rancher, or you're a wildlife enthusiast. Drought is not good for any of those situations, and we commend you on that. 220,000 acres, still the number I want to put out there. Those that wanted conservation on the ground, you're getting a great bargain in the cost of this to you for the results you're getting in conservation. Thanks again, Brian, for all the work you do. This is going to lead us right into Levi Otis. Levi, are you on the line from Ellingson Companies?
Hey, Daryl, good morning. How are you?
I am doing fine. And, you know, we're talking conservation issues, talking NRCS issues here with Brian Johnston, which are some of the same things that you guys address and work with the NRCS on and working for improving on. What's going on at Ellingson Companies nowadays?
Oh, we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, I think, what is this, the second, third year of some poor crop prices, and this is probably the best year we've had in those. I think a big thing that helped last year was large yields, and people realize that they can overcome some of the crop prices if their yields are there, just to help weather the storm. Obviously, the northeastern part of the state had way more water, probably twice as much than they're used to in northwestern Minnesota. So I'm sure anybody on the eastern side of the state has seen a lot of trucks of pipe going up north. And we just, every year we tweak our engineering just to make it better and better. So it's just, we've got some really exciting stuff, and we're always hiring. So if anybody has a kid that doesn't want to work on the farm but wants to stay in ag, please send them to come work for us. It's a fun place to work.
Well, I tell you what, Levi, you and 60,000 other job openings on an annual basis, so in agriculture outside of farming and ranching and professional areas. So, you know, the one thing that, you know, Levi, you guys provide a valuable tool. You mentioned increasing yields, which, you know, when you can increase soil health, and part of increasing soil health is allowing that soil to get rid of the salts and some of those things, and that excess moisture can build up and push up to the surface. But, you know, over the years, you know, drain tiling has gotten a bad rap, a bad name. Well, this ain't your granddad's drain tiling anymore, is it? This is technologically advanced. It's engineered. There are so many more things that are put into place that it has become water management from both angles, to get rid of the excess, but also to bring back in certain instances where there's a need for water for subsurface irrigation. Explain that, you know, that it's, explain how it's not your granddad's draining anymore.
Sure. Well, you're right. So, like, I think a lot of North Dakotans, my family, obviously came up through Iowa in the homestead in Devil's Lake. And so when we go back and visit those families, back in Iowa, everything's tiled, and they can't believe North Dakota wasn't tiled, right? And it's water management. But back then, 50 to 70 years ago, they were putting in, well, geez, not 50 years ago, 100 years ago, excuse me. Time goes by fast, even at a younger age. That old clay tile with gravity outlets and huge drainage ditches where you did not have control. Now, with technology and moving into the Dakotas, the Ellingson family obviously was probably one of the first to bring that to North Dakota. The lift station, or like a sump pump in your home, control structures for, that are made by Agri Drain out of Iowa, you can go to the NRCS website, and the water quality benefits that are there are just eye-opening. People from the old day probably wouldn't believe you. And that's what's exciting about what we're doing, is now we're doing it 10 times better than we ever had. And you're right, the engineering side, I give tours of our office in Harwood a few times a month. And every single time somebody says, I had no idea when I drove by the interstate what was going on behind this front door. And that's our engineers upstairs, that's our survey teams, you know, that's the management on the management level and all the offices that are filled. I think every year we have 50 to 70 North Dakotans that work out of our Harwood office, and a lot of that is the planning side, and where we spend most of our time is designing the systems for your field and making sure, like, it gets done right, and we have those control structures, stop gates and lift stations for that water quality purpose. And every day at NDSU and U of M and Iowa State are doing more research. We take that research and we actually put it in the ground, and let's try it. Let's quit studying stuff and let's put the stuff to use, because anything is better than the old way, and we can get better every single day, and that's what we strive for.
Well, absolutely, you know, and there's responsibility that comes with water management, and I don't think there's any farmer out there that'll deny that they've got to do it responsibly, and if they do, you know, we're not here to defend those that aren't willing to do it responsible, and a company like yours provides that responsive nature and that responsibility planning. We've had to have some discussions in the last legislative session. Of course, we addressed some uniformity in state law regarding it, so that, you know, things, so you can put a plan together and understand what the plan has to be, and those, you know, control structures or other responsible measures that go forward. It was an interesting legislative session. Touch on that real quick.
Well, yeah, it was. I think anytime there's something new, us North Dakotans, we don't like a lot of change, you know, I being one of them. And sometimes you have to rip the Band-Aid off. In 2011, North Dakota, as we said in previous shows, had really good drainage law. And then some interpretation issues on these water boards. And we have 53 counties in this state. And so we have 53 different water boards. Then you have, you know, joint water boards. And some of these interpretations got weird. So then you had somebody in Wells County who was following the law, and the water board understood the intent of the legislature, and they could get a permit without any issues. And then you go to a western county, and they want to stop you or say no drainage is going to happen in this state.
All right. Levi, we're running out of time. So appreciate your time, and your work in the legislature also. And who was there,
Darryl,
with you?
I want to throw one thing for you, shameless plug, that, you know, the North Dakota Farm Bureau and their members showed up and testified on every single deal.
Perfect. There we go.
New York City. There's no other city like it anywhere in the world. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinton, host of What's on Your Mind. My wife, Maria, and I are again hosting a trip to New York City with you, our fine listeners. We've done this for several years, and we love it, showing you the sights of New York City, because really, there's something for everyone. Broadway shows like Phantom of the Opera. Do you know that's the longest-running musical ever? It's an incredible show. Great story. There's a brand new one that's hot right now. Beautiful. The Carole King musical. You got to see that. Radio City's Christmas Spectacular featuring the Rockettes. That's just pure entertainment. We'll go to the 9/11 Memorial and Museum to observe that somber place where the attack on our soil happened. Plus, we'll go to the top of the all-new One World Observatory and see that all-new view from what used to be One World Trade Center. Good restaurant dining and so much fun. Will you join us? GroupTravelPlanners.com has the details. GroupTravelPlanners.com or call Jason 952-898-3478.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
One call does it all. Call Eric at 406-250-8151. Delta Constructors, global solutions for the oil and gas industry, because you never know, you could be the Delta. One call does it all. Call of the day.
Well, I just want to talk about the Iran deal, Scott. I think the sad thing about that is that was just Obama trying to prove to the world that he could go, the United States would go against Israel's interests. And if you look at a bigger picture, you know, any two-state solution in Israel back a number of years, I mean, there's no way Israel's going to take down any settlements in Judea or Samaria, the high ground. And fortunately for us now, we have Netanyahu. They're willing to go into Syria and take on the Iranian proxy warriors from that standpoint and ISIS. So it was a bad deal. And I think if you look at it also, you might have cost Hillary Clinton the election in Florida, suburban Philadelphia. You know, that's what other people aren't talking about. But that's all I got, Scott.
Ding. There you go. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151. 8151 Delta Constructors.
Our guest today is Catherine Helgesbergham. She's the first lady of the great state of North Dakota, and she's kind enough to invite us into the governor's residence for a chat today. Catherine, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Glad to have
you on.
It's
exciting.
Looking forward to talking about it. And, you know, I've been looking forward to this topic for a while because it's one of those sort of outside-the-box topics that sometimes is, one that people think they, you know, just shouldn't talk about. But in all honesty, that's exactly the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish here. You're trying to get us to talk about this topic. Why? Talk about why, recovery is so important to you.
Well, it's important to me because I live it. I personally have been in recovery for 15 years now, over 15 years. And, you know, addiction is a disease. It's a chronic brain disease. So the more we talk about it, the less it will feel like it's a moral flaw or a character flaw or whatever it has been in the past. The more we talk about it, the less stigma and shame will be associated with it, and the more people will start to think of it as a disease like heart disease or diabetes. So, you know, I have been doing all I can, and the governor as well, to basically start a grassroots campaign to get people to just talk about it. If people in recovery, especially if they're not talking about their recovery, it's kind of like it's a secret, like we're trying to keep it a secret, but it shouldn't be because, you know, it's a disease and there are many avenues that people can find to recovery and to lead a happy life. And I believe, too, that more people will actually seek help if there isn't such a shame and stigma associated with addiction.
What was it that led you to say, I'm going to do this? And what was it a difficult choice?
You know, it wasn't a difficult choice once I finally made the decision. But me to do it was about a year ago, actually. I heard a guy speak at First Step Recovery's fundraiser. His name is William Moyers. He's with Hazelton Betty Ford and has been for many years. His father was Bill Moyers, started the Peace Corps, press secretary to LBJ, and you know, William is in recovery and has been for 25 years, and he does a lot of advocacy work for Hazelton Betty Ford. He spoke at that event. He said, the only way we can reduce the shame and stigma is to start talking about it. And I'd really never heard anyone say that before, and it really struck me as something that I needed to do personally. So I kind of, under the radar, started telling people about it, and then in February decided that when I had a first interview as First Lady that I would just basically come out and really start talking about it. And it felt really good because it's, everywhere I go, someone will come up to me and share a story, or it gets to be an emotional topic for me, but, you know, they'll say, you know, hey, I'm talking about it now, and it feels really good to talk about it. Or, you know, I have a son who's decided to go into recovery or to get treatment because they feel like, you know, because he believes that there's an opportunity for recovery, and he doesn't, you know, he feels like you're opening the door to helping to eliminate the shame and stigma. So that's how I got to where I am now, I guess, relative to talking about it.
Just exactly what you hope to accomplish then.
Exactly.
That more people are talking about it and people are getting help as a result of it. So
yeah.
That's got to feel really gratifying.
Yeah, well, it does. But, you know, the whole purpose is just to really help in whatever way I can.
Well, if you had to dream big a little bit with recovery in North Dakota, what would paint me a picture of what you'd like to see happen?
Well, it would certainly be that, you know, systems, processes, funding, all of those things would come together like they do for heart disease or like they do for diabetes to really support people and families and communities affected by addiction, and that more people would find recovery. Also that, you know, prevention really can work as well, especially in, you know, for teenagers. You know, we really want to be looking at prevention as well. But, you know, if we sort of accept that addiction is a disease, you know, in some ways there will always be addiction, and so there'll always be a need for recovery unless we can, you know, find some funding and a miracle cure for it, which would be fantastic. But, you know, recovery is how people get back into life and how they have how they're able to reach their full potential. So in my view, it would be, you know, a holistic system that really embraces people and families affected by addiction, and there's no longer the shame and stigma.
What's been the most frustrating thing in trying to get the system, if you will, to that point of just understanding that this should be treated like any other health ailment?
Well, you know, it's hard not to feel the frustration, but, you know, what I really had to go back and look at and do the research, like, how did we end up where we are today? And what happened was, you know, early in the, way back in the 30s, when it was identified that, you know, people had addictions to drugs and alcohol, it was treated as a moral failing and a character flaw rather than a health issue. And that started this whole road to punishment rather than, you know, the treatment and health services. And so that's how we ended up where we are today. And it was thought that, you know, more punishment meant less addiction. And that's just not the case. So I really had to sort of go back and look at that. And I think, you know, related to, you know, North Dakota is, you know, unfortunately has been on the list of, you know, drunkest states and number one binge drinking state. You know, we have a culture that's, so, you know, in some ways it's drinking's like a badge of armor sort of like a cause for celebration versus cause for alarm. And so I think in some ways the culture in our state might have to change a little bit, because I really believe that while that's true, that we have sort of the very accepted culture of drinking in our state, I think deep down there's a lot of people really hurting that can't really step out of that because of the shame and stigma or because of the culture of, you know, that it's just such a deeply ingrained thing in our state related to drinking. I don't mean to exclude, you know, the people that are addicted to drugs as well, but...
Is it the biggest problem, though, if you had to go through and look at where addiction is your biggest concern or ranking, where we have the most people to help? Is it alcohol by far?
Yes, it is. I mean, it's the number one social issue in our state is drugs and alcohol, but in our state, by category, it's alcohol and then marijuana, then meth, then opioids. So that's kind of how it works relative to the substances that are abused in our state.
You have an event coming up that people are able to attend entitled Recovery Reinvented on Tuesday, September 26th, full day, Bismarck Event Center. Tell folks about what you're planning that day and let them know where they might play a part.
We're really excited. The governor and I are hosting Recovery Reinvented for the full day at the Bismarck Event Center, as you said. And we have state and national experts coming in to talk about various topics. And it's a wide variety of people coming to the conference, people in recovery, people from faith-based communities, law enforcement, education, health, you know, so a wide variety of people coming in, but there's various different topics like recovery community organizations, sober living, Native American recovery, and reentry, getting people out of our criminal justice system and back into communities. And so it appeals to a wide variety of people because there's a lot of different ways that people can play a part and how they can help in their communities and how they can help individually work on our addiction and recovery in North Dakota.
Best practices from every part of the state and just take the game to the next level, basically?
That's right. That's right. Yep. Yeah, we're a rural state, and we have a lot of people in our rural communities really need help, and there's nowhere to go. This concept of recovery community organizations can really work well with our faith-based communities. Every small town has a bar that gets a lot of business and a church that probably could use more business. So, you know, so these faith-based community could really become a recovery community organization in our smaller towns.
Recovery Reinvented, September 26th, coming up on Tuesday, 8 to 5 at the Bismarck Event Center, so check that out. And it's a great pleasure to find out what's happening. I know you've been speaking nationally about this already and getting attention on the topic and your plan to tackle it, so we appreciate what you're doing and offer our services anytime to get the word out.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and we're really looking forward to the event next week, and we hope everyone can join us. Thanks so much for having me on your show today.
Catherine Helgus Bergam, our guest, the First Lady of the great state of North Dakota, Recovery Reinvented, Tuesday, September 26th. Mark your calendar.
Fantastic. 1 week from today. What's in your mind? It's 16 before the hour. Scott in and off today, but Daryl Lees is here.
Isn't it funny how he just showed up in that interview, though, Todd?
I know.
It's amazing.
Well, we can't. If we go through 2 hours of What's in Your Mind without his voice in there someplace,
yeah,
we'll go crazy.
I hear you. I hear you.
We've got to maintain some consistency.
Hey, we got a great guest coming up on the other side of the break, though.
Yeah.
Introduce her now so we get that out of the way so she can talk more about it. It's Hannah Griss. She is a state FFA officer. She's actually the treasurer, correct,
mm-hmm.
Hannah?
Yep, that's correct.
And she's going to talk about the district leadership events coming up next week across the state that FFA members are going to participate in. And, in fact, if we have a few seconds, tell us, you know, where those are happening real quickly. How many districts or regions are there out there?
So there's about eight districts. There's eight districts around the state that the state offices are going to divide up and go to. And then we'll have about 2,000 students participating in each overall throughout
wow.
all the district.
2,000 students participating. The premier youth organization in the world, FFA.
Stick around. We'll have more on that coming up. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. What's on your mind? More on the way.
You're listening to a program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Thompson & Sons providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but across the region in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Residential services, commercial services. Link Service Contractor allows them to provide cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements to building and business owners throughout the region as well. Currently maintaining the mechanical, heating, and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Winter, Newtown, Minot, and more. Allows to provide services throughout the region. Free estimates, financing available. Pick up the phone, 223-3393, 701-223-3393. HAT and Sons Thompson.com. H.A. Thompson Sons. 10 before the hour. Daryl Eason for Scott Hennen. What's on your mind?
Beautiful day to be here, Scott. Scott left, you know, and we don't know where he is. He's missing, and it's good to be in studio here with you, Todd. And it's great to have, once again, we have Hannah Gress. She's a state FFA officer, the treasurer for the state FFA in North Dakota. And she laid out there that there's eight different districts across the state that have district leadership events, and 2,000-plus FFA members are going to come out to these events.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know, that's a huge number. That's a lot of young, energetic members getting positively influenced by what I term as the premier youth organization in the world. And I might be a little biased because our family our family kind of bleeds blue and gold.
Yes.
We have... Within our household, we have three past chapter presidents and two past state officers. Myself and my daughter were state officers, but myself, my wife, and my daughter were all chapter presidents of the same chapter, by the way. So we kind of hold true to that Garrison chapter. I'll give them a shout out. But Hannah, you're from the Mandan chapter.
I am from the Mandan FFA chapter. I started my freshman year, and I also got to be the chapter president, and then now I'm into the state FFA as the treasurer. So
that's awesome. That's awesome. So tell us what goes on at District Leadership's next week.
District Leadership is kind of the footing, to get your foot in the door as a freshman. It typically can be like the first event that they will participate in FFA, and then they get to just kind of experience it right away. You know, it's in September, so they're starting in August when they first start their school, and then already in September they're getting active in FFA and competing. There's several competition events. We have LDEs, our Leadership Development Events. Our parliamentary procedure is our largest event, which typically has around 400 participants over the state. And then we have, like, just LED events, including job interview, public speaking, Green Hand and chapter quiz, and then, like, also creed speaking. So they get to come in and just kind of get that first foot in the door, kind of network, make some friends that you can see throughout, you know, this year and then years to come, too.
And that's probably one of the biggest things. I've got connections all across the country mm-hmm. that I met in FFA. Whether it was at Washington Leadership Conference and some of those things.
Yes.
But so the thing that really stands out about this time of the year, I think you hit on it, it's that first introduction to competition that a lot of these members see.
Yes.
At that green hand level.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, FFA has kind of morphed over the years and adapted to the needs. I mean, it's not just farming and ranching.
No.
It's so much more.
So much more.
And the contests that they do now, they do one contest that I think is just an excellent contest, a job interview.
Mm-hmm.
Which
couldn't agree more.
Person out there can't use the skills to do a job interview correctly?
Yes.
And that's important. So they've really adapted, you know, the public speaking. Probably the premier one for me in district mm-hmm. leaderships, I got to be honest, is the Parley Pro. The parliamentary procedure. Because people go on that have never been in FFA, mm-hmm. they go on to get on city councils or, you know, county commissions, or they're on boards of different, you know,
businesses,
nonprofits
yep.
or businesses out there, and they don't know how to run a meeting.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to participate in a meeting. I think that one is the premier, and it is kind of, it's kind of that brass ring that everyone reaches for.
It is.
Yeah, and so, I mean, what was your favorite event when you were in FFA throughout your high school years?
For sure, from district leadership, I really enjoyed parliamentary procedure. I was in it. I got to compete in it for 3 years, and every time was just so much. It's so exhilarating when you're in there because you're trying to get it done right away, and you're trying to do it correctly, and it comes with a lot of practice. I know we spent countless hours in the ready room and just, like, practicing making everything perfect. So parliamentary procedure does give you a lot of, and I can see now, even just now, just graduated, I can see the benefits that it's going to have
yeah.
throughout my career.
And let's not forget to recognize that these leadership events and many other things mm-hmm. that go on in FFA wouldn't be possible without great volunteers.
Yes. Well, there's probably going to be around 200 volunteers to help out. We just like to recognize the advisors and the judges that help, because all of it is volunteer work that come out and judge our parliamentary procedure, our job interview, and then the advisors to help get their chapters there, coordinating the events. Some of the chapters are putting on the district contest. I mean, it really does help just to see how much they do and how much we rely on our advisors and our volunteers to help us out.
Well, that's great. Hannah Gress has joined us here today. She is a state FFA officer for the state of North Dakota, the treasurer. And, you know, Hannah, any quick last thought?
Not really. I just want to recognize that Thursday is our National Teach Ag Day, and this just kind of recognizes advisors and also just, like, encourages new advisors to come out and teach ag, too. So
encourages FFA members to take a look at becoming an ag teacher and teaching that future generations to come. Todd, it's been fun. Thanks, Hannah, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And for being here. Scott Hennebeck tomorrow.
There's the future right there. There's next to me.
Exactly. And now we've shared the secret.
FFA. Not only district leadership is great leadership development, but it is match game also, because that's how my wife and I first met.
And 23 years later,
23 years later, we're still married.
Scott Hennen, Kevin Kramer tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
There's millions of tourists that come to New York City every single year. Not many get to be on the set of Fox and Friends and see the entire crew. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennen. My wife, Maria, and I, every year for the last few years, have brought our listeners to Fox and Friends in New York City. It's really fun. And, of course, so much more. Monday, November 27th, that's when we leave. We'll come back on Saturday, December 2nd, and in between, you'll have the trip of your life. You really will. And you'll have a whole bunch of new friends. There's a little shopping time, there's great food, and you know what? Just some incredible memories that will last a lifetime. If you'd like all the details on this very special trip, hurry. Call Jason at 952-898-3478 right now. 952-898-3478. Or go online to grouptravelplanners.com. grouptravelplanners.com. The deadline for sign up at this very special price will end very soon. Christmas time at New York City. You'll never stop talking about it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.